Welcome back. Go ahead and take a moment to get settled in. And then, once more, we're going to continue our exploration of thought. I really can't stress enough the importance of bringing thoughts into the field of awareness, especially when we consider how central they are to what the human being is. Take thought away from the human, and what are we left with? Just a tall, awkward, gangly thing that doesn't do much of anything. It's interesting to contrast the human to another mammal like a deer, which comes out of the womb and immediately stands up and starts walking. And in almost no time, it's moving through its full repertoire of instincts and impulses. The human, on the other hand, takes at least 16 years to live on its own, to be a fully functioning organism. And let's be honest, more like 25. And this is largely because we have to slowly cultivate a model or an understanding of the world and our relation to it through not innate impulses, but through thought. We mold and shape our thoughts through learning, through a cyclical process of imagination and refutation. We play and create worlds and ideas and fantasies, and then receive feedback from our social and physical environments, which carve away at our models, at our understanding. And then the process starts all over again and continues until we return to the dirt. So again, thoughts are incredibly important to bring into the field of awareness because they shape our entire relation to the world. They shape our identities, our goals and aspirations, our work, our art, and our relationships. Thoughts frame our entire experience. They lend us understanding of all this, whatever all this ineffably is. Thoughts propel our entire lives. So today, not only are we going to continue to bring them into the field of awareness, where we can cultivate a wise attitude toward them, but we're also going to open to their contents. And again, it may be useful to remind ourselves of the motivation and intention here for practicing. Remember, we're practicing because we want to be happy. We want to be free from suffering. We want to embody a lasting peace. And we want the same for all those around us. So our intention here is to cultivate discriminating wisdom. Because it is our thoughts that shape ourselves, because it's our thoughts that move us through the world, because it's our thoughts that put us in relation to other people, we want to be aware of which thoughts to pursue, which thoughts to cultivate. We want to know which thoughts lead us and others onward to happiness. And we want to know which thoughts lead us to suffering. Now, keep in mind that thoughts, like any other activity we practice or repeat frequently, easily become habits. As the Buddha said some 2,500 years ago, and as modern psychology confirms, what you frequently think and ponder will become the inclination of your mind. So, in order to make wiser choices about which habitual thought patterns serve you and others, we'll make it our practice to note the contents of any patterns of thought that arise in the mind. Again, without judging them or reacting to them, so we can explore and better understand if they serve us. We can decide if this run of thoughts is something we want to engage with and cultivate in our lives, or if it's something we just want to leave alone. So with that in mind, go ahead and open awareness to the body and body posture. And for this practice, we'll just sit in the frame, there is a body. As we remain open and receptive to any thoughts or images that arise in the mind. Just making a soft mental note, thinking, to emphasize the awareness of thinking. And if there are any repetitive thoughts, go ahead and note the pattern. Judging, planning, fantasizing. Again, just to emphasize the awareness of the pattern. And then ask yourself, are these thoughts helpful or not? Skillful or not? Before you return to the framework, there is a body. And remember, thinking is not a problem. It doesn't matter what thoughts arise. What matters is that you notice them and whether they're useful or not. There's nothing further you need to do. Just allow thoughts to come and go without reacting to them, just like sounds. If you find that awareness is collapsed into thought, no worries. Just note the thought and then take an interest in what the mind is like in that moment of wakefulness. Open to the very quality of awareness itself before gently returning to the frame, there is a body. Again, just noting any thoughts or images that arise. And for repetitive thoughts, note the type of pattern. Judging, planning, complaining, worrying, remembering, doubting. And then ask, are these thoughts helpful? Are they necessary? Are they appropriate? Are they wholesome? Are they skillful? And if a particular pattern persists, then look at the thought directly, not at its content, but as a matter of direct experience, as a phenomenon. What is the nature of a thought? By investigating thought in this way, you can see that it's not much of anything, a little flash or blip of energy moving in the mind. You can see directly for yourself, its empty, insubstantial, and impermanent nature. okay, for the last minute of the session, just begin again. Well, thank you again for practicing. Until next time.